Movie, film, 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 film,
mystery? Well, you're listening to Movie.
Movie.
Film.
Film. It's the podcast where we pick a flick and decide if it's a movie or a film.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Nate, and best judge of character is a dog. I found that to be true.
And I'm Terrell, and who's your mommy?
I don't know what that is
from. Who's your mommy?
Yeah.
That's Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that in a very long time.
Is yours from Marmaduke?
Marmaduke?
Yeah.
No.
Where is it from?
Do you want to get a hint?
Yeah.
Because it's a movie we podcasted about, and it's another mystery.
Yeah, give me a hint.
That was the hint. It's a movie we podcasted about, and it's another mystery.
Dog is man's best friend. I found that to be true.
On our exclusive Patreon podcast, The Rundown, for the past 2 weeks, we've discussed the sequel of this movie as part of our movie news segment.
Oh, it's Knives Out.
Yeah. Maybe would have gotten if I said, best judge of character is a dog. I found that to be true.
It needed the accent.
Yeah.
Did you see the news on that? I know we don't talk about that on here, but did you see it?
There's more.
Another cast member has been released.
I guess we'll hear about that next week.
Yeah.
On The Rundown, please support our podcast at patreon.com/moviefilmpod, and you too can hear about these casting announcements, as well as all the movies and films we watched this week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a lot to Scooby-Doo today.
Oh my goodness.
So let's play the trailer for Scooby-Doo.
Where have all the heroes gone?
Where?
When the world needs a champion against the forces of darkness.
Where are you?
Who will answer the call?
I'll have whatever he's having.
From Warner Brothers Pictures,
Mystery Inc. reunites.
Scooby and his crew are back on the case.
Run! I'm trying, buddy.
And now, on an island of mystery.
Welcome to Spooky Island.
They have...
Monster!
A monster?
No clue.
We're here to solve a mystery.
Rory! I got a bad feeling about this.
Creatures are taking over the world? That is so mean.
Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Get up, get up, get up.
Reggie! Scooby-Doo!
This year...
Who's your best buddy?
Reggie.
That's right. And who's my best buddy in the whole wide world?
Ruby Doo.
Many heroes stand tall.
Now who's the damsel in distress?
Me?
Straight up.
But only one stands on all fours.
Reggie. Hello. Reggie.
Scooby Doo.
No one is stupid enough to believe that.
Who's the ugly old broad? Oh!
Scooby-Doo, also known as Scooby-Doo the Movie, is a 2002 American live-action computer-animated supernatural comedy based on the long-running Hanna-Barbera animated television franchise of the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Raja Gosnell from a screenplay by James Gunn. He's the Guardians of the Galaxy guy.
I mean, he's that guy.
As people know him now.
He wrote this?
And the sequel, yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, I had to double check before I picked this that it wasn't Joss Whedon that wrote it, because I knew it was one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that hasn't been canceled yet.
James, I think James Gunn, well...
Actually, he was canceled.
He was canceled, but then he made his way back.
Was it pedophile tweets, or was it just dead babies? Oh, maybe.
I feel like...
He was just... It was like...
It was two people at the same time that... they discover like old jokes, old insensitive jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
And James Gunn was one of them. I know that.
But then he got rehired. And, yeah, he got, and he got a DC franchise also.
Yeah. So yeah, he's back. He's more powerful than ever. In fact, he's at Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have some crew love this episode. I know we had no one from last week with 1944's Double Indemnity. But we got six people on the crew of Scooby-Doo that have worked on other projects that we've covered on Movie, Film.
Who are they?
You want to guess what Scooby-Doo has in common with Final Destination?
Editing.
No, sound. But the editor, Kent Beta, did work on another one that we covered.
Another movie. Oh. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. you couldn't tell from this editing that it was very similar cuts as Jingle All the Way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Also, the soundtrack, or the score, by David Newman, he did Jingle All the Way and The Sandlot.
He did the sound? Fridging all the way?
The score?
Okay. Yeah. I could see that. There's something about that.
And The Sandlot. So this is our third David Newman score we listened to. One more sound person. The Final Destination person was Scott Sanders, but also Kelly Oxford worked on the sound of Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
And she did Krampus.
Okay.
So you got the sounds of Final Destination and Krampus coming in. So you get the horror noise, like at least you need that. Visual effects. This was really random, but Michelle Vallejo did the VFX on Contagion.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think that there's like those type of effects in that movie. Or
maybe I guess she like gave up CGI, or it's like really subtle CGI in Contagion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Has to be.
And finally, the art director, Fiona Scott.
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess? You're not going to get it.
I'm not.
It's a movie with impeccable art direction. I mean, Scooby-Doo, that they do it. Like, they got it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nowhere near The Matrix.
Ooh.
Right?
Right. And wait, did she do The Matrix, didn't do Scooby-Doo?
Matrix was 99, right?
Yeah.
So this is 2002.
Yeah.
Maybe her work on The Matrix got her
hired. This job. Yeah. Yeah.
I always enjoyed the Scooby-Doo cartoons growing up, the reruns and whatever new series they had on at the time. There's always a Scooby-Doo show for every generation, but we also happened to get some live action movies, and this was before I was like completely sick of taking an animated favorite and making it live action. This was like, actually, I don't know what year the Flintstones was.
Flintstones was like early like 90s.
Yeah.
And Adam's Family was like 90s. So there's like,
so this is like the last one maybe.
Of like Hanna-Barbera, yeah.
Why didn't they ever do the live action Jetsons?
They were planning it. I remember when I was a kid, I used to be like on like the movie like blogs and forums and stuff, and they were always talk about the Jetsons. And
I know Kanye wanted to be a big part of it.
Tied to it, I remember, was Lindsay Lohan and Steve Martin and Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
And then it never came to fruition.
They couldn't cast. I can't remember the kid's name from the Jetsons.
I forget. They had somebody as him, but I can't remember now.
Was it Chad Michael Murray?
No, it was probably Jonathan Lipnitsky or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, this live action interpretation. I liked right away.
You liked right away?
Yeah, colorful. The actors are well cast. They all inhabit their characters really well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially just Matthew Lillard is just amazing.
Oh, yeah, he's a great Shaggy.
I mean, Linda Cardellini's also a great Velma, but like what Matthew Lillard does here is great stuff. And it got him the role of Shaggy for all the future
And the voice work.
Once Casey Kasem passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of this when I originally saw it. I think I was just young and I was like easily influenced.
It seems like your style.
I think I was just easily influenced by other people opinions on it. One of the first opinions I heard on it was that it was bad, and so I just had the idea that it wasn't great. And so that's just how I viewed it as a young kid.
Had you come around on it, or were you more open to it today?
I think I was just more open to it today, like really paying attention to it and taking notes on it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, I know it's fun. I think growing up, I had a problem with, I guess how, like, they took certain liberties. I didn't feel like, oh, this isn't accurate. This isn't Daphne. This isn't Fred. I think I had a problem with those two because, like, those characters go through the most change from the cartoon. And then also, I kind of like Scrappy-Doo. And so I was kind of upset what they end up doing with Scrappy-Doo. But I guess other people found Scrappy-Doo annoying.
Yeah, he was pretty annoying. Like, so, you have Scooby already. You don't need, like...
Yeah. But, like, I used to like all those, like, weird spinoffs of Scooby-Doo. Like, the one with Scrappy-Doo. And there was the one with, like, the ghoul girls where they were, like, at the Haunted Mansion.
I don't remember that? I've seen that.
And then there was one where there was, like... It was like Scooby and Shaggy and like this other lady. It was like Velma, Fred, and Daphne weren't there anymore.
Yeah, I have no idea. There were so many. Like, it was probably like a Saturday morning thing. I was at synagogue on Saturday morning, so I missed out on a lot of cartoons.
Right. Yeah, it used to run on Cartoon Network like all the time.
I know they did a live action Velma and Daphne movie a couple years ago. Like Disney Channel or Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network, because I know Cartoon Network did a few TV movies for it. Yeah.
And then there was Scoob, which you still haven't seen. I've been telling you, you don't need to.
Yeah, you've been telling me.
Like, this live-action Scooby-Doo is definitely geared towards teens.
Mm-hmm.
The teenagers of 2002.
Yeah.
Or, like, 9-year-olds that think teenagers are really cool and want to emulate them. So you watch Scooby-Doo and are like, that's what I'm going to be like when I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
But Scoob is a much younger audience.
Okay.
That they're going for.
All right.
Not a fan personally.
Okay. All right.
But like, I wouldn't like yell at kids if they like it.
No, you're wrong. I don't care if you're 9.
I guess this was the last of like that string of 90s or late 90s, early 2000s live action TV cartoon movies. This maybe took the longest because they were waiting for CGI to catch up so that they could do Scooby.
Yeah.
I remember I used to subscribe to Entertainment Weekly, and I remember one cover. It was like Scooby-Doo, Gollum, and I want to say Jar Jar Binks. It was either Jar Jar or Dobby the House Elf. I forget.
Okay.
But it was like they were on the cover, and it was like interviews with them.
Interesting.
Maybe it was Yoda.
It was all animated characters.
It was like, this is the future of live action. I don't think they were calling it live action then.
Okay.
It was like introducing... I don't even think CGI was in the vernacular at that point.
Just effects for...
it's like, hey, look, we can do effects. These. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's interesting that it's three-dimensional, but like they perfected it with Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Like, let it be 2D.
Yeah, I just had that thought.
Do it the way they did it years before this.
Yeah. When you said they were waiting for technology to be able to do Scooby, I was just like, but like Who Framed Roger Rabbit was already there.
And it probably, and it, this would have, at least in the look of it, would have aged better if it was a 2D animated rendering of Scooby-Doo as we know him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he looks kind of weird.
Kind of.
His head kind of looks like a potato.
He's a new Scoob. New design.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they would have did like a 2D animated Scooby-Doo, it would have been nice if like they set it like in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is very
present
2002.
Day. Well...
We are watching it 19 years later.
Yes. Was present day.
Yeah.
At its time.
So, we begin with the Warner Brothers logo, and a bite gets taken out of it, and then we hear Scooby's left.
Yeah.
And then the WB becomes an SD, like his dog tag.
Mm-hmm. Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, and we get the title, Scooby-Doo, in the fog.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the sound cue when you see like the word Scooby-Doo. You hear Scooby say, Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
Yeah.
So that's cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's also like the theme music is like reggae themed.
Hmm.
It's like a reggae band, reggae rock band, yeah, almost feel to it. And a font pops up on the screen, and then we learn that it's the case of the Luna Ghost.
Yeah, we're at the Wow-Wow Toy Factory.
Mm-hmm. And the Luna Ghost has Daphne in his arms as he bounces around.
Yep, she is the damsel in distress.
Mm-hmm. And Fred and Velma are like, you know, the two brains of the squad, I guess. Mm-hmm. Really, it's Velma, but, you know, it's always Fred that's just like, I got a plan.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to, like, enact this plan.
Fred makes the traps.
Yeah. And Scooby-Doo and Shaggy are classically in a wooden barrel, because why not?
It's like Scooby's popping out of the top half of the barrel, and then you see legs, but it's like Shaggy's legs.
Yeah.
Then they get on a skateboard.
Yeah, they end up on a skateboard.
Skateboard down a conveyor belt. Pretty dangerous stuff.
Mm-hmm. They almost get squashed.
Almost,
but avoid it.
Fred ends up, like, setting off his own trap and, like, getting Velma stuck in it. And he gets, like, caught in the cargo net.
He almost kills Velma. Velma is, like, falling to her death. She's only saved because her foot gets, like, wrapped around the chain that, like, catches her, like... stops her from falling in the end.
They end up taking down the ghost.
Yeah, by accident. Like, accidentally. Yeah, accidentally.
And then, so random, the Mystery Incorporated van busts through the wall, Kool-Aid Man style, and it's mm-hmm. driven by none other than Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson.
Was she big in 2002?
Of course she was. Of course she was.
What was 2002?
Nothing. Pamela was just like a entity in like the 90s, in like the very early 2000s.
Yeah, I guess it carried over.
Yeah.
This might have been towards the end.
Yeah, this was towards the end. She like did this, and then I remember she did like Scary Movie 3.
And the Comedy Central roast.
And then she had a little revival with like Borat, and then that was it.
True.
Yeah. So she was still around.
I wonder if she got into Borat because Sacha Baron Cohen's wife worked with her in Scooby-Doo.
Oh, that'd be an interesting connection.
Though they weren't in any, they didn't share any scenes, and she wasn't, I don't think she knew Sasha at that point.
Probably not.
The press comes in, they want to hear all about how they solve the mystery.
Yeah, the press comes in and like a bunch of like fans.
Oh yeah,
as well.
Fred has fanboys, like people wearing the ascot and the sweater vest to be like him.
It's a big spectacle.
Fred's answer to what's your secret is teamwork. I do a lot of it. And also, I always have a plan,
mm-hmm.
and which then, is Velma's plan.
Yeah, Velma is just like, it was my plan. And so Fred is kind of hogging the spotlight,
mm-hmm.
Which he does take the first half, but then Velma takes the second half when they ask them to explain how he was able to, like, you know, fly and look ghostly and all that stuff.
Right, they take off the mask. It turns out it's the janitor.
Old man Smithers. It's always old man Smithers. I love it.
And he'd get away with it, too, if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Mm-hmm.
He had, like, helium balloons. That's how he did it.
Mm-hmm.
So later,
they're not happy with each other.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it didn't go well.
Yeah, they were kind of a mess in there. And so, despite Shaggy's best effort to, like, call everyone mustard, sweet and sour sauce, and bubblegum pastrami ice cream, and whatever else.
Yeah, he says we're like a banana split, and that those are the things that go in it.
Yeah, it was like a sandwich ice cream. It was weird. And it fails because Velma quits.
Yeah, they do. They end up...
They banana split, yeah. And Scooby and Shaggy are left.
Velma quits and Daphne's like, wait, I was going to say I quit, but now it sounds like I'm copying the smart girl. And then Fred ends up leaving before any of them because that's his move, is to do the thing.
Yeah, to be out first, yeah.
Yeah. And then Scooby says, do I quit? And Shaggy says, no, friends don't quit.
Yeah.
And Shaggy and Scooby drive off in the Mystery Inc. van and say, let's do what we do best. And cut to 2 years later, and it's just reggae.
It's past the Dutchie,
yep,
upon the left-hand side playing. They really play with like the whole like marijuana, they're smoking, their high thing.
They were probably smoking in the original script.
They probably, knowing James Gunn, he probably wanted to do more, but then they were like, no. You can't do that.
Oh, I should have read the IMDb trivia for this one. I did not.
Because I know they wanted to make Velma a lesbian, but the studio was like, no, you can't. We can't have that.
Yeah. So that would have been interesting, but not... I don't think they would have nailed it in 2002. It
probably
would have just been like lesbian jokes.
Right.
And like homophobia.
Hopefully not in Scooby.
But like now they should do it.
Now, yeah. Now I think they are. I feel like they are. Maybe. The future will tell. So they're in their mystery van eating a bunch of food as usual with a grill.
Like smoking meats. That's how like it's implied that they're smoking marijuana because there's a bunch of smoke coming out of their van.
Yeah, when they open the door to like evade helping with a mystery and like they come out and there's just like a bunch of smoke coming out, it looks like when like potheads are in the van hotboxing and you open up and then it's just a bunch of smoke.
Okay, I opened the trivia.
Okay.
The film was originally set to have a much darker tone,
uh-huh.
especially if poking fun at the original series was set for PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
Shaggy was going to be a stoner. Velma and Daphne were going to have a side relationship.
Ooh.
And a lot of marijuana references. According to Sarah Michelle Gellar, after they signed on, there was a change and it became more family friendly.
Oh, that sucks. They signed on for something else.
In 2017, James Gunn confirmed that the original cut of the film got an R rating and had to use CGI to cover cleavage.
Hmm.
Also, did you know Sarah Michelle Gellar, who played Daphne, and Freddie Prinze Jr., who played Fred,
were
a couple at the time?
Yeah, they're married.
Are they still together?
Yeah, they're still together.
So cute. It was the director's choice. He wanted a real-life couple to play them.
Okay, that makes sense.
And they got talked into it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So... They end up getting invited to Spooky Island.
Yeah, this is 88 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time to spare.
No.
We got to get right to Spooky Island.
Yeah, they get invited, and of course Scooby and Shaggy are just like, we're not going near anything named spooky.
Spooky, scary, creepy, and then Scooby says, or hydrocolonic.
That's for other reasons.
And that is a joke I did not get until now.
Right.
Revisiting it.
Does that have something to do with sucking the poop out of you?
Yeah, it's like an enema.
Yeah, okay. But once they hear that the place is offering all you can eat, they're in. They're sold.
Yeah, it's the food.
It's the food.
That gets them. So mm-hmm. we go right to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Where Fred is there and runs into Velma.
Yeah, they start to run into each other one by one. And it only takes Velma like a minute to put together that they all have been invited to the same place. Daphne is upset because she thought that she was gonna you know, finally be the hero on her own. You know, she was planning to do this on her own.
Hmm.
Scooby and Shaggy are... Well, Scooby's dressed up as like Madea. He's in a muumuu. He's a grandma. He's in disguise,
that song. She's a Brick House playing as he's walking through the airport, and like people are whistling at him.
Yeah. And Shaggy's just excited to see all his friends together, and he tries to do like that, like all hands in type thing, and like on 1, 2, 3, go team. But they're not with it.
Mm.
The team isn't officially back together yet, although they're going to the same place.
They're going to individually solve the mystery, I guess, is their plan.
Mm-hmm.
They get onto the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
I didn't remember Isla Fisher was in this. She's so young and also mm-hmm. very blonde.
Yeah.
I, of course, know her as a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
She's
named Mary Jane, and that's Shaggy's favorite name.
He says that's my favorite
name. That's my favorite name.
She's allergic to dogs, so mm-hmm. Scooby has to leave.
Mm-hmm. But she carries around Scooby snacks.
She does eat Scooby snacks.
Yeah.
She's allergic to dogs, but she eats dog food.
Yeah. They're vegan and she loves them.
Mm-hmm. She has a cute little achoo.
Oh yeah.
Sneeze. Scooby starts, the next thing I have Scooby mm-hmm. barking at the cat.
Yeah, he starts having,
they're really blowing up their spot.
Yeah, blowing up his cover as a grandma.
Fred says to Velma, all you gotta do is flick his nose and then you'll get him to stop doing what he's doing. So he flicks Scooby's nose and he does stop barking at the cat, but then he punches.
Yeah, punches Fred.
Just Scooby-Doo punching Fred in the face.
Yeah.
You know, that thing that happened never in the cartoons.
Yeah. So that's the end of the flight, and then they end up meeting Mr. Dav. Mondavarius.
Mondovarius.
Mondovarius.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted with the, I should put it away, the trivia, but it is reminding me of the Josie and the Pussycats movie.
Mm-hmm.
That movie flopped, and that's why this became more family friendly.
Oh.
Which is a shame, because Josie and the Pussycats is good.
That's another one that also like has become like a cult classic. Like time has like done that a favor.
Yeah.
Sometimes a movie just needs time.
Okay, let me go through some alternate casting and then I'm going to put this away.
Okay.
For Shaggy,
mm-hmm.
they looked at Jim Carrey and Mike Myers.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I could see Jim Carrey, but...
He would be too big, and then it would just be the Jim Carrey show.
Right.
Yeah.
They ended up casting Matthew Lillard off his performance in 13 Ghosts.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Daphne almost was offered, maybe not offered, but
considered.
Jennifer Love Hewitt and Jennifer Aniston were both considered for the role.
Cute. Both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see any alternate Fred casting, but Tim Curry was almost in the Mr. Bean role, in the Rowan Atkinson role.
Oh, that would have been good, too. That'd
oh, here's some good. Velma alternates.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to like these.
Ooh, okay.
Alyssa Milano.
Ooh, okay.
Carla Gugino.
Who's that?
She's so good. She's the Silk Spectre in Zack Snyder's Watchmen.
Oh, okay.
The mother.
The mother. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
Carla
Gugino.
I love her. She's great. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Christina Ricci.
I almost got Christina Ricci as Velma.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That would have been so good. I mean, Carrie's great. Wow, okay. I can picture it now.
Linda's great, you mean?
Linda.
What'd you call her?
Carrie. I don't know why I called her Carrie. Linda's great.
Okay, so we're on Spooky Island. It's a very popular spring break spot.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like MTV Spring Break was big in the 2000s.
Yeah. It looks fun. The island looks fun. It's like a giant amusement park. Roller coasters and rides everywhere. Attractions, like giant skulls and everything.
Yeah, the college kids arriving are all really hype and wild. But then the departures
are...
They look very sober and orderly. And then one of the guys arriving recognizes a girl departing.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up, like, picking him up and tossing him really far.
Yeah.
So, like, something's up.
Something's up. Yeah, she does not recognize him at all. Also, she's really strong.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're Mystery Inc. is not going to reunite to solve this. They're going to each see what they can do on their own.
Yeah. So, now it's nighttime, and we meet... I don't know what this guy's name is.
Ngutuana and his henchman, Zarkos. A luchador.
A luchador, yeah.
You may recognize him from Telemundo.
And so they're putting on this show with like a dance and fire, and there's a monster in the fire and trying to scare everyone. But Velma sees through it. She's like, I would be scared if this wasn't like a holograph. And then she points it out. So she's not easily fooled. Scooby-Doo gets called into a dark...
He gets a call. The bartender said there's a call for Mr. Doo, and then a guy's like, Melvin Doo? No, Scooby.
Oh, that's what that joke was. It came back.
And then,
like,
and then later,
Melvin
they're
do?
Like, Scooby-Doo, and Scooby says, I think you mean Melvin Doo.
Yeah.
I can't do a Scooby-Doo voice.
No. I thought about doing it, and then I was like, no, it's going to be terrible.
I can do a Scooby-Doo, like, speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. Rockerfice?
Rockerfice. Scooby, yeah. So
Scooby gets the call, and it says there's burgers in that dark spot in the forest.
Yeah. Dark, so, shadowy part. There's hamburgers waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't hesitate to go get some hamburgers in the forest.
Meanwhile,
Shaggy is with MJ.
Yeah, Shaggy's off with MJ. That's why Scooby's vulnerable. Also, Daphne's interrupting a voodoo ritual. This movie does have some problematic voodoo representation.
Really, none. Really.
What?
I said really, like, no voodoo representation. He's in, like, two scenes.
Oh, I just mean, like, using voodoo as...
a joke?
Like, a joke and, like, a creepy, scary thing and mm-hmm. exoticizing, mm-hmm. I guess, Cajun tradition.
Mm-hmm. Although I did find him saying, I'm sacrificing this chicken.
Right, and it's
and
a dead chicken.
It's a dead chicken already. A little funny. He warns Daphne not to go to the castle, but she kind of like reverse psychologies it and is just like, wait, by telling me not to go, you want me to go because I'm going to solve this mystery. That's why you don't want me to go. So she ends up going, and then he's just confused, like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scooby's going for the burgers. He almost gets snatched up by a creature, but
we see our first monster.
Does not in the end.
Yeah, he's able to evade it in the most Scooby-Doo way.
Yeah, somehow like slingshots the monster into the horizon.
Yeah.
So Daphne enlists Shaggy and Scooby. Oh, Scooby does that, then meets up back with Mary Jane and Shaggy.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Jane's allergic to dogs, so that's her cue to leave when she gets a little achoo.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daphne bribes Shaggy and Scooby to visit the castle with them, with her.
Bribes with Scooby
with
snacks.
Scooby snacks.
Of course. They'll do anything.
Yeah, they get to the castle. It's really scary and creepy. They say the only thing missing is a mindless zombie, and that is Fred's cue to
yeah.
enter. And then turns out Velma was there all along because she pops out and scares Daphne.
Right. They're all together again.
And it's an abandoned ride.
Mm-hmm. And so, since they're together, Fred is going to split them up. But he does it in the usual way, and so Velma is just, like, typical.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has to then switch it up, and then he splits up with Velma.
Yes.
Daphne goes off by herself, because now she's a weapon. She trained her body into a weapon.
Yeah,
now.
She's a black belt.
Yeah, she's no longer a damsel in distress. And then, mm-hmm. of course, Scooby and Shaggy go off together.
They do whatever it is they do.
Yes. Fred is full of himself. This Fred is very ego-centric.
I think Fred in the cartoon was like that as well.
Yeah. He calls Velma. He says he's interested in dorky chicks like Velma as a compliment.
Right.
But Velma doesn't take it as a compliment.
No.
No. It's a real backhanded, awesome. Yeah. Dummy, like, dumb compliment. And somehow the house awakens, right? The house is alive. The ride.
Yeah, the ride begins.
Mm-hmm. Daphne gets hit pretty much by the ride.
It's a big action set piece.
Mm-hmm.
Shaggy and Scooby get like choked by sausage links that came alive somehow.
Yeah, the food is attacking
being
them.
Being held up against like a meat wall. They have to eat their way out.
Mm-hmm. And Fred and Velma are about to be chopped by these giant swinging axes.
Yeah, Fred somehow gets, like, kicked or bounced. I don't know. He goes through a window and hits a lever.
Velma tosses him a book, and it knocks him back. And he hits the power switch.
Hits the power switch, which is great, because Daphne was about to die.
Yeah, she was about to die. She really was.
Fred and Velma find... Oh, this is going to be a fast episode. We're just...
Oh, yeah, we're charging.
Yeah, we're charging through it. But Fred and Velma find a...
training video.
It's like a, yeah, very 90s training video.
But they say it's
like training something, how to act like humans.
Yeah.
How to act like teenagers.
Yeah.
Which teenagers have very polite and casual interactions.
Right. Daphne finds...
The Daemon Ritus.
The Daemon Ritus, which is just like this Daemon puzzled, Ritus. puzzled pyramid thing.
Yeah, it's the MacGuffin.
It's the Ritus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shaggy and Scooby fart a lot.
They fart and burp. Because
they ate that meat monster.
Yeah. And I got to get it out. And so, they kind of have a fart
off.
Good
physical comedy from Matthew Lillard. Mm-hmm. It was probably fun doing those, knowing, like, the farts would be put in post.
Mm-hmm. That turnaround and, like, are you challenging me is now a meme on Twitter, which is great. It's always great to watch, like, old movies like this and be like, oh, this is, like... popular on social media now. Like, stuff like that is like keeping Scooby-Doo alive. It's keeping Weird. Shrek alive. Yeah.
Weird. Yeah, and some classic mystery and kaijinks.
Yeah, the
hiding and putting on costumes.
Yeah, the alarm is sounded.
Yeah.
And yeah, I actually love this part. Yeah, this part. Just because it's just like where they get the costume from. And then you go, it doesn't matter. It's a cartoon.
It is a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
Even though it isn't.
Yeah, they have like wizard and knight armor on so they can't be seen. Yeah. And then Fred farts. Not Fred. Shaggy farts.
Yeah.
And blows up a fire or something.
Yeah, they just barely get away.
Mm-hmm.
So now Velma's at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Doing, as she calls it, the brain work, as always.
Yeah. This is weird. I don't think Velma would inspect something they stole in an open bar.
At the bar, yeah.
Yeah.
The way she, like, sips the drink that she gets, though, she makes this face that I love. Where she's, like, surprised that
like this
it's
is her...
tasty. I don't know.
Or it's, like, her first time having liquor.
Maybe.
And she's just like, ooh, wow, this is strong.
Is it liquor, though? Because Fred talks about root beer later on. He's like, someone spiked my root beer. Oh. Maybe that was part of the family-friendly stuff.
I feel like there's, like, rum everywhere on this island.
Gotta be. I don't even know what the guy's name is, but she has a love interest.
She has a guy. That she talks to.
And it leads us to a flashback to the old days.
Mm-hmm.
And... If I was a smarter movie watcher in 2002, I would have caught on right away. Oh, it's definitely gonna be Scrappy Doo.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's the point of this flashback?
Yeah, you're right. It's a
especially since we were just now being introduced to Scrappy in this universe.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to flashback to everyone else because we saw their last mission.
Yeah, I was thinking like, oh, they just wanted to like. Get Scrappy in there somehow.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, it's like, that's a little Easter egg, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. But they end up kicking him out of the van.
Well, he gives him an ultimatum. He says, make me your leader or I'm out of here. So he's out of there.
Yeah. And Scooby-Doo and Scrappy are supposed to be cousins. Like, that's how
Scooby's his uncle.
Scooby's his uncle.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo kicks him out of the van.
Yeah, and then we also learn that Scrappy's not even a puppy. He just has a gland disorder.
Yeah.
Even though one of his catchphrases, at least in this movie, is puppy power.
Puppy power. Hmm.
So, it's a little weird.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo gets scared. I think he sees a monster.
Yes, back at Spooky Island.
Mm-hmm. And so...
Yeah, before Fred can say there's no such thing as monsters...
There's a monster. Yeah. Buses in and freaks everyone out.
And knocks off Velma's glasses.
Yeah. So
she would be like the most competent mystery solver if only she had contacts or even just like a strap.
A strap.
Or a necklace.
Yeah. Someone get her a connector for her glasses.
Or like some rec specs. Prescription goggles.
So yeah. Fred ends up getting taken and Velma? Yeah.
Yeah, Velma has this thing where the monster helps her find her glasses, and then she's like, oh, nice mask, but then can't pull off the mask.
And realizes it's real.
And then
gets
possessed. Yeah. The song is that, it's that Witch Doctor song. You remind me of a man. What man? Man with the power. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. Some hijinks. mm-hmm. with Scooby-Doo, like, doing the monster's nails to, like, distract it and give Scooby time to run away.
Yes.
It's a pretty, like, Bugs Bunny type of deflection.
I think this is our first Scooby-Doo, where are you, call?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, they could have did, like, the door thing, but they didn't.
They could have done that door thing. That was, like, a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of just end up flying out of a window
mm-hmm.
To evade the monsters.
Then it's daytime.
Mm-hmm. And Sugar Ray's
Ray's in this band. Yeah, Mark McGrath hits on Daphne.
Yeah.
And looks over at the bassist like, what? Why didn't this girl go crazy over me? I'm Mark McGrath and it's 2002.
It's because his eyes changed to the color green.
Mm.
Yeah, something was off.
Ooh.
Yeah. They spot Fred, who is speaking to them like he doesn't know them.
And he's like, hello, fellow kids.
Yeah. Hello, fellow kids. What's up, dog?
Yeah, and, Fred's been compromised.
Dog.
He says, what's the business? And is speaking a bit of Ebonics,
mm-hmm.
which is the 2002 thing
mm-hmm.
for white people on spring break.
Yeah.
The luchador ends up getting Daphne.
Mm-hmm. And Fred and...
And he steals the Damon Ritus
mm-hmm.
pyramid.
And Fred and a bunch of other teenagers end up chasing Shaggy and Scooby.
We call them teenagers, but these were all people in their late 20s, early 30s. Let's be honest. There's an ATV chase.
Mm-hmm.
Shaggy and Scooby hop on ATVs with Mary Jane as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're being chased. At one point, Mary Jane hits tree branch, and Scooby looks over and sees that she's a demon.
Yeah.
She's been possessed.
She's been compromised.
And when the chase is over, Scooby tries to confront Shaggy about it, but it ends up with them kind of fighting.
Yeah, they get into a quarrel, but then Scooby-Doo falls down, like, a slide, and Shaggy doesn't hesitate to go after him.
No, he's like, he's my friend. Friends don't quit.
Yeah.
He dives headfirst into that pit.
Mm-hmm. And inside, Shaggy finds a pool of souls.
Yes, a vat of protoplasm.
mm-hmm.
Contains the souls of everyone that's possessed.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes in fishing for his friends.
Pulls out Velma first. Yeah. Sets her free so that she can find her body.
Yeah, it's like a... I don't know what to compare it to. But the way that the soul like flies away and darts through the out of the cave
yeah.
to the person,
mm-hmm.
And Velma discovers
like Harry Potter, like that golden
yeah.
golden coin. I don't know what it's
snitch.
Called. The golden snitch, kind of like that.
Yeah. Velma discovers that sunlight is the weakness for these demons.
Yep. Next is Fred.
Who can't get into Fred's body because the door is shut in his face.
And next is Daphne.
And we see a soul go into Daphne's body, but we learn that it was Fred's soul.
Yeah, and Daphne's soul ended up in Fred's body. So, body swap.
We get a bit of body swap comedy, but it's like very quick. Mm-hmm. There's like 3 or 4 jokes that they get out of it, and then they just move on.
Yeah, it's mostly Fred being like, ooh, I'm a lady now. Let me touch myself.
I can look at my chest.
I can look at my vajayjay.
He doesn't say
that.
Oh,
I hate that I said vajayjay. Someone kill me.
And that's not even a thing in the movie. He does say I can look at myself naked.
Yeah.
And Velma gives him a look.
Yeah.
What I like is the 4 humans of Mystery Incorporated are in the woods with the Damon Ritus trying to get their souls into the correct bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And to do so, they have to keep switching. So we got a couple different combinations. My favorite joke is when Shaggy's soul is inside Daphne's body.
Yeah.
And he clutches her stomach and says, what's wrong? You're so hungry.
Yeah. Don't you eat?
Like he's never actually been hungry in his life before.
Right.
And they meet the voodoo priest again.
Yeah, and he tells them that they have this ritual is coming where they need to find a pure soul in order to take over the world.
Yeah, the demons will rule the world for 10,000 years
mm-hmm.
if they can sacrifice the pure soul, and they realize that pure soul is none other than Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm. And if it's Scooby-Dooby-Doo, then it has to be the person that invited him to the island behind all of this.
Mm. So then we cut to Emil Mondavarius explaining to Scooby-Doo that he's going to be the sacrifice. And Scooby says, a sacrifice?
Yeah, has no idea what it is and is all about it.
Mm-hmm. So does Scooby not hear S's also? Here's the thing with Scooby-Doo. You get a talking dog, but he has a speech impediment.
Mm-hmm. And he can't say S's.
Yeah, and his name is Scooby.
Yeah.
But he can see Ruby-Dooby-Doo, I guess.
Yeah, Ruby-Dooby-Doo.
And his owner is Raggy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun cartoon stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the gang's gonna hatch a plan.
But, of course, like we see in the beginning, it all goes wrong.
Wait, I just gotta mention the line. They do finally get to put their hands in, and they get that team moment, and then Velma says, let's get jinky with it.
That's
like how they incorporate her jinky.
Into
the 2000s with the let's get jiggy with it reference.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the plan doesn't go well. They rappel into the caves. Fred and Velma try to like blend in, but there's this dance happening with all the possessed people.
So yeah, they just start moving and moving their arms, trying.
And then like Fred keeps dancing once everyone else stops, so everyone looks at him.
Yeah, and they're busted.
Meanwhile, Scooby is carried in on a throne.
Yeah.
He's really enjoying being the sacrifice. He's like waving like he's the Pope or something.
Yeah, he's the special guy.
Meanwhile, Shaggy is undercover as, I just wrote pallbearer. I know Scooby's alive at this point, but it's like carrying the throne.
Yeah. And they have a heart-to-heart.
Yep, and also Shaggy explains that it's sacrifice, not sacrifice.
And so they start to count down to,
yeah, but they pick five.
Yeah.
They say, let's count to five.
And it's way too many. By the time they get to three, Scooby-Doo's soul is taken out of his body.
Yeah, dogs have souls. Or at least Scooby has a soul.
Scooby has a soul.
But Shaggy says, no, I'm not going to let this happen.
Mm-hmm.
He breaks free and he pushes Emil Mondavarius.
Mm-hmm.
And Scooby's soul is released.
Mm-hmm. They think that Mondav is wearing a mask, and so they pull it off, and it's revealed to be a robot.
Yeah, it looks like one of the characters from P.G. Gorman.
Yeah.
But then they notice in the chest that it opens, and it is, we already spoiled it,
Scrappy-Doo.
Scrappy Cornelius Doo, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And he starts to grow in size.
Yes, and this is where we get our pop punk cover of the Scooby-Doo Where Are You theme song.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, while this is happening, Daphne is on the roof trying to...
She was the only one that escaped before.
Trying to open the vents to let in sunlight.
Yes.
And enters Zarkos. And now there's a fight between Daphne and Zarkos. And so we get to see what
she's been up to.
Yeah, what she's been up to.
She learns the power of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
She bites his hand to get out.
Mm-hmm. And it's...
I feel like if you're in like a life or death fight, like bite.
Bite. Yeah, bite.
Use your teeth. Like it's one of the strongest muscles. Use your jaw.
Yeah, Bruce Lee would tell you that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's an interview where he was just like, if you're stuck, what are you going to do? Bite.
You gotta.
It's really cool because she's Buffy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we see her like kick ass every week in the early 2000s. And so, yeah, she just gets to bring that to Daphne.
I've actually never seen Buffy.
Never seen Buffy? I've seen a few episodes. I never watched it like continuously though.
Fuck Joss Whedon. yeah, she ends up like knocking him into the vat, sets all the souls free.
Uses a disco ball to spread the light.
Yeah, it's
actually skull. A skull.
It's a skull-shaped disco ball. Pretty cool. Thanks to that art direction from the person that did The Matrix.
Yeah. And all the souls are released and put into their body, and all the monsters are killed by the sunlight.
Mm-hmm. Shaggy rips the pyramid thing out of Scrappy, so the souls he swallowed or whatever, whatever made him a monster, those leave,
mm-hmm.
and he's defeated.
Yeah.
Then we end up finding the real Emil Mondavarius.
Looking
very Monte Cristo.
Yeah, very rugged.
Long beard, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Finds out, like, 2 years ago, Scrappy-Doo called him to audition for one of the roles on his theme park and ended up, you know,
yeah,
taking over. Yeah, he got power hungry.
Yeah. Fred and Daphne kiss.
They do.
Velma and her guy, she awkwardly, like, bros him.
Yeah.
And punches him. And
Mary Jane and Shaggy
and Scooby all hug.
They all hug.
Yeah,
it's a happy family.
It's happy. It's family also, friendly.
The police arrest Scrappy, Ingu, and Zarkos, and all their minions. And Mystery Inc. is reunited.
Yeah, they're back together. And Fred actually, at the end, when like the news team comes to interview them, he passes it to Velma so that she can do the talking.
Yeah, he was so close to being like, well, it all started with my book, Fred on Fred, The Many Faces of Me.
Yeah, he started.
But he says, I'll let the Velmster take it from here.
Yeah.
And she says, like, with the combined intuition of, I don't know, she says, like, big words to say teamwork.
Yeah.
And then we get the end credits.
Yeah.
And it's Shaggy and Scooby finally getting in on that all-you-can-eat.
Yeah.
Including ghost peppers.
Yeah. Just eating whole
jars of super hot peppers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, having strong reactions to it, but then going back for more because it's Shaggy and Scooby.
Yeah. And that's Scooby-Doo.
That is Scooby-Doo.
2002? Yeah.
Yeah. I picked this because the last one I picked was Volver. It's a two-hour Spanish movie we hadn't seen before. We had to watch twice.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to pick an 88 one. We just had to watch once.
Okay.
It was nice. We got a little bit of a break this week.
Yeah.
And also, also fun to revisit Scooby-Doo, which is obviously a movie.
Obviously a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost makes me want to retroactively say Double Indemnity is a film.
I feel that.
Because it's so loose.
Yeah.
It's very loose.
Yeah.
And, like, knowing all the changes that were made, I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
It was probably supposed to be longer than 88 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is just what they recovered for their PG rating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see that original cut. The rated R cut.
Yeah, give us the gun cut.
Yeah, give us the gun cut.
Hashtag release the gun cut.
Yeah.
And, like, then they could do, like, updated CGI.
Mm-hmm.
For Scooby.
Yeah.
And Scrappy and the Demons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Scooby-Doo's a movie. All right.
What are we doing next week?
We're doing next week. I guess I'm pulling a U right now.
Where you're deciding it last minute?
Kinda. I mean, I kind of know, but then I was just like, uh-oh, do I want to do it? And yeah, I want to do it. Okay,
oh, okay.
So next week we're doing I Saw the Devil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You've been wanting me to watch this one for a while.
I'm excited.
Nice.
Yeah.
You can follow us at Movie Film Pod on social. Email us moviefilmpod@gmail.com. I'm just going to remind you once again, we're on patreon.com/moviefilmpod. $2 a month to support the pod and get access to our weekly podcast spinoff, The Rundown. So thanks for listening to Movie Film.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!